Dear brothers and sisters, as we mention always how Allah Azza wa Jal care about everything we need in this life, care about everything, help us to reach the Jannah, to reach the great happiness and the great life forever. And one of the most important subjects Allah Azza wa Jal care about it, and the Prophet, according to the Quran, also care a lot about it, is the matter of the heart. And we mentioned how the Prophet said that there is a part in the human. If it is good, everything will be good. And if it is corrupted, everything will be corrupted. And this is the heart. And when we said the heart, we doesn't mean the muscle in the chest. We mean the spiritual heart, with the center of it is the muscle of the body. But it is something separate. So if we take someone's heart and the planet to the another one, only the muscle will go, but the spirit heart will not move with this transplant. Only the muscle will go, not the spiritual, in this transplant. So for this reason, we mentioned through the three lectures that how if someone say the word of kufr and someone force him to do this, but his heart is safe and secure with the iman, it's okay to him. But if he said the word of kufr and he is happy with it and his heart is expand, this person will get the anger of Allah, and those people Allah will not guide them. And after that, Allah mentioned another adjective or another attitude for those people, that أولئك الذين استحبوا الحياة الدنيا, those who prefer the dunya and don't care about akhirah. They don't calculate, they don't prepare, they don't care about akhirah. And Allah Azza wa Jal described those who Allah colored their heart, طبع على قلوبهم, that means it's colored, as if someone it is white and you color it with another color, so you change everything. And from that, we also mentioned in the last two lectures the situation of the heart in the Quran, and we mentioned more than 50 situations of the heart Allah mentioned it in the Quran. Can you imagine this 50? So what is very important for every one of us to know his heart situation. And when I mean his heart situation, not his mood, not his, no, his spiritual and his heart situation. Furthermore, all of these matters sometimes coming together. So someone cannot separate between these feelings. And one of the most topic about the heart and the situation of the heart that help us to improve our situation of heart, help us to care about heart. One of these important thing is ad-du'a, to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Asking Allah Azza wa Jal is very important, especially in the matter of the matter of the heart. And if we return to the life of the Prophet, most of the correct ahadith of the Prophet in the du'a, most of it is about the situation of the heart. And one of these ad'iyah or one of these du'a is what اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان. Oh Allah, make the faith beloved to us. حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا, and decorate our heart with faith. You know, everything has decoration. Everything has, and decoration is to be in the best situation. So what is the real and the great decoration of the heart is the the faith. So we ask Allah, حبب إلينا الإيمان, make the faith beloved to us, and make it, and decorate our heart with the faith. وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. And make the rejection, make the kufr, make us hate this. Because you know what? Heart is the place where we love, where we hate. If you love someone, you will love it in your heart. If you hate someone, you will hate it in your heart. Whatever the word is, you know, it's not the matter what we said, it's the matter of what we feel. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he gave his wives something, so he divided with them exactly. Five for this, five for this, five for, you know, he divided exactly. And he said to Allah, oh Allah, this is what I can't control. So forgive me what I couldn't control. And what he couldn't control is the heart. He cannot divide his love between Aisha and stuff. No, it's not. So there is something human cannot control. For this reason, oh Allah, حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. Oh Allah, make faith beloved to us and beautify it in our hearts, and made disbelief, immorality, and disobedience hateful to us, and make us among the nightly guided, about the rightly guided people. And this is hadith narrated by the scholar Ahmad radiallahu anhu. And also, there is something is very important, that the heart strays. The heart strays, change. The heart going from guidance to misleading, and from what is right to what is false. For this reason, the people who are great scholar, who are feeling the situation of the heart, they keep always repeating the dua in Al Imran, ayah number 7 and ayah number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us. So you guided us, but please don't let our heart deviate from the straight way. And granted, we have mercy from you. Indeed, you are the granter. You are the most who grant and give to the people. So Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. So Allah, don't deviate, please. We ask you not to deviate our hearted after you guided us. And this is very important ayah in Surah Al-Imran. And most of the great scholar, and the prophet, and the believer, and the companion of Prophet Muhammad repeated this ayah. Why? Because when this great device deviated, everything is deviated. It is like in the choir, like the miqwad, like the steering wheel. It is like the steering wheel. When you lose the steering wheel, everything in the car, when you turn the steering wheel to the right, the wheel, the everything going to the right. When you to the left, if you keep it firm on the highway, all the car and the passenger will be on the highway. But if you change it, this is the heart. It is the steering wheel of the human. If it is changed, everything is changed. If it is on the right way, everything on the right way. For this reason, oh Allah, don't change our steering wheel. La tuzigh qulubana. Don't change our heart. Don't deviate our heart after you guided us and granted us mercy from you. You are the granter. And also, the great wife of the Prophet Muhammad, Salama, may Allah be satisfied with her. They ask her, what is the frequently dua Rasulullah repeated? What is the great dua Rasulullah always repeated? And of course, they are companions with the Prophet. They live with the Prophet. They sleep with the Prophet. They wake up with the Prophet. So they know. She said that. She said that. كان أكثر دعائه most supplication, most دعاء رسول الله repeat and repeat. يا مقلب القلوب. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh, who converter of the hearts. Oh, who changing. Oh, who turned the situation of the heart. So ثبت قلبي على. Make my heart steadfast, firm in your religion, in your right way, in your straight way, on the صراط المستقيم. So يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار. You know, يعني, what is amazing is the prophet who watched the angels, who covered by the angels, who Allah forgive him and forgive every sin to him, who's يعني, the best of the humanity, and he always ask Allah, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. And the Muslim nowadays don't care. Can you imagine? Can you imagine someone has trillions of dollars and he care about the money and calculate, and someone has nothing and he doesn't care. But it is not a matter of money. It's a matter of the akhirah. It's the matter of the day of judgment. So we have to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to ask Allah. Every time we get into the car, we make dua. Oh Allah, care about us. Oh Allah, save us. So every day we start diving in our life. This is another concept. Please focus with me. When you get into the car and start driving, now you drive on the car. But when you open your eyes, you start to drive in this life. You know. So when you open your eyes, you have to ask Allah, يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh Allah, who convert. Oh Allah, who turn. Oh Allah, who change the situation of the heart. Firm, steadfast my heart on your religion, on your matter. So this is one of the great and wonderful dua of the prophet. And as we said that the perfect heart, the qalb al-salim, is the passport to the Jannah, is the visa in the Akhirah. If there is qalb salim, there is visa to Jannah. If there is no qalb salim, no, there is no visa to Jannah. And Allah mentions this clearly in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 88 and Ayah 89, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. At that day, the money is useless, the children are useless, except who came to his Lord with perfect heart. And in a long dua to the Prophet, there is long dua. Maybe if we have time, I will mention the dua to you, all the dua. But if we don't have the time, we mention only this part. The Prophet always asks Allah Azza wa Jal, وَأَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا. And I ask you for perfect heart. Some translation, I don't know if it makes sense. They said sound heart. It makes sense, or sound heart also. It's like perfect heart. Perfect is better because sound is from Google, perfect from me. So perfect heart. So let's go with, alhamdulillah. Let's go with, excuse me?
Healthy heart.
Healthy heart, it will get
alive.
Doesn't mean it's perfect. You know, maybe it's a live heart, but there is a lot of sin. He's not dead. Yani there is the person who is alive, but not healthy. You know, yani it is healthy for the alive person, but you know, it's perfect to the heart. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask Allah the perfect heart. And the people, the Muslim, many times I start this lecture or some lecture about the perfect heart. And the people said, okay, it's the first time we heard about this. And they are 50 years going to Hajj, going to Umrah, fasting Ramadan. And Rasulullah asked Allah, وَأَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا. And I ask you, perfect heart, healthy heart, good heart, alive heart. If we said alive heart with Iman, yani all these give the meaning. And also, we have to ask Allah the guidance to our heart. We have to ask Allah the guidance of our heart. And from the dua of the Prophet, and it's yani great dua from the Prophet. Allah said, "Ma asaba min musibatin illa bi idhnillah." There is no calamity you receive except by the permission of Allah. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. And who believe in God, Allah will guide his heart. But the first step, what? You believe in God. You do what make you believer, and then Allah will guide. We don't have the power to guide our heart, Nuhan. We don't have the power to guide our. We have to know this. But we have the power to go to the faith school, to go to the iman school, to be a believer, and ask Allah to guide our heart. If we didn't ask Allah to guide our heart, it is a problem. It is one of the most important. If you have the car, but there is no electricity if it is Tesla, or there is no fuel if it is another type of car, it will be big problem. So ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. It is At-Taghabun 11. And from this ayah, you look, all the ayat I mentioned about the heart and the situation of the heart, there is verses of the Quran and there is dua from the Prophet. And this is give you great example how the sunnah of the Prophet going with the Quran. If you find hadith far away from the Quran, please, it is not from the Prophet. Whatever who said this hadith, whatever. Because the Prophet explaining the Quran, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. The mission of the Prophet, how to see if hadith against the Quran or give another opposite meaning of the Quran. No, it is not. I'm sorry. It should be from the spirit of the Quran. For this reason, all these ad'iyah, it is coming. So Allah said, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. Who believe in God, Allah will guide his heart. This is At-Taghabun 11. And the dua of the Prophet, it is also long dua. I take part of it. رَبِّي تَقَبَّلْ تَوْبَتِي. Oh Allah, accept my repentance. This is the Prophet who said this. Not me. It is the Prophet. Oh Allah, accept my repentance. And clean my sins. Clean it. I don't want any of these sins. Just clean. وَأَجِبْ دَعْوَتِي. And accept my dua. Accept my dua. And ثَبِّتْ حُجَّتِي. And make my word clear to the people. وَثَبِّتْ حُجَّتِي. وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي. And direct my tongue. Not to hurt someone. Not to say something wrong. Not to, you know. وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي. وَهْدِ قَلْبِي. And guide my heart. So this is one of the repeating dua to the Prophet. Oh my Lord, accept my repentance, wash away my sins, answer my supplication, my dua, establish my proof, guided my tongue, and guide me, and guide my heart. And also, there is something very important about the situation, about the relation between the believer and the group of believers. You know, in the life, there are a lot of problems. In the life, there are a lot of things. Sometimes someone feel there is changing in his heart towards his brother and towards the believer. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in the Quran. Allah said in Surah Al-Hashr, ayah number 10, سورة الحشر آية نمبر 10. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون, and the people who came after them, they said, ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who precede us in the faith. Our brother who become to the faith before us, because you know, if someone study for 50 years, not like someone study 10 years. If a doctor has 40 years of experience, it is like someone who has 2 or 3 years in experience, or it's different, because you know, today in the resume, in the CV, and they ask how many years of experience you have. This is the second question after his certificate. How many years of experience? So those people make dua to the people who precede them in iman. And when we make dua, we mean all the good people, all the companion of the Prophet, all the tabi'in, all. So, O Allah, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And do not place in our hearts hatred for those who believe. O Allah, don't place in our heart hatred for those who believe. Don't, because, you know, because life, because problem, because someone ask someone to get married of his daughter, for instance. They refuse. It's okay. And if you are a believer, to accept, you know, and it is normal. But if he said no, the other one, he will hate him. And maybe both of them are believer. So if he know this, so, oh Allah, don't place in our heart hatred. So if he know this, by the time he will say, no, it's okay, it's right. It is his right to accept or to refuse. Or just an example. So, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Our Lord, indeed, you are kind and merciful. This is the ayah of the Quran. What is the dua? The supplication of the Prophet, the dua of the Prophet after the tashahud in the prayer, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh God, reconcile our hearts. Make our heart together. Make Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Wa aslih dhata baynina. Reconcile the nature between us. Wahdina subul as-salam. And guide us to the path of peace. And guide us to the path of peace. So this is also a very important dua, the Prophet, and this dua also going together with the text of the Quran, with the word of the iman. And also there is a very important and very great dua of the Prophet. There is hadith narrated by Amr ibn al-As, one of the great companion of the Prophet. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the Prophet said, before we said the hadith, the situation of faith, always steady, always in the same level, or it change, it change. Another thing, the situation of iman, is there the situation that it is very old, or it is new, or renew? What do you think? What do you think? Because really this is an amazing hadith about the Prophet. Rasulullah said that إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ. Faith get old in the chest of you. Like the clothes. How the clothes get old? And someone, he said, oh, I don't want to wear this chair anymore. I wear it for 10 years, for 20 years, for 50 years. I want something new. So, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ. The faith getting old, like clothes getting old. So what you want? فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. So ask Allah to renew faith in your heart. One time, just when Allah guided me to the way of Him, one of mine, I was a young youth at that time, and I have a neighbor, he is one of the awliya and salihin. And always I try, when I go to mosque, I try to meet him in the street, on the way, to ask him dua, to talk with me, to told me. And every time I go with him, he told me something in my heart. He told me something happening to me. One day, I met him. Before I met him, I was thinking, oh, now it's long time to me in the mosque. It is 40 years, 4 years. 4 years every, I going to mosque, I going to lecture, I going, oh, it's long time. But when I met him, do you know his family name? Abu Ahmad Hannawi. Yeah, Abu Ahmad Hannawi. May Allah shower his spirit with the Noor, Abu Ahmed Hinnawi. So one time I feel this, and I met him, and he looked to me and he said, listen, now it is 60 years to me, I'm going to the mosque. And every time I go, I feel that it is the first time. Every time I go, it is the first time. Renewing, you know, I am sorry to say this, but someone, when he is a new groom and new, and after the marriage festival, the first night, it will be, you know, after 50 years, they look to each other. Hi, how are you? They need to renew, you know, renew that. So if someone sing every night that it is the first night, every night is the first, maybe he wake up until the fajr, maybe he wake, I don't know. And you have but you know, this is for the iman. We have to renew the iman in our heart, and we have to ask Allah. Every time I stand to pray, it is like the first time. Every time I make dhikr, it is like the first time. Every time I read the Quran, it is like the first time. Believe me, I'm not exaggerating. Sometimes I feel that I have to read this surah. And I have dialogue with myself. Oh, you have been teaching this surah for 30 years now. And you read this surah hundreds of times. And you read the tafasir. And you go through this surah. And believe me, when I go through this surah, I feel it is the first time. I feel something new. I feel it is like a house. I enter this house the first time. This is the Quran. This is the iman. We need to renew, especially if someone, oh, Shaykh, what you are talking about? We know what you are talking about. We know the Islam. We know the Quran. We know the Hajj. We know the fasting. No, we need to renew as it is the first time. Inna al-iman, and this is our greatest doctor of the heart, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our greatest teacher, our greatest one who knew the situation of the heart, told us that iman is getting old. Iman is getting old, like the clothes. So ask Allah to renew faith in your heart. اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا. اللهم جدد the spirit of a prayer, the spirit of reciting of the Quran, the spirit of iman in our heart. And also, there are many supplication, many adhiya the Prophet asked Allah. One of these adhiya, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر قلبي. Oh Allah, I seek refuge to you from the evil of my heart. Is there any evil in the heart? Oh, there are a lot. Because you know, the heart is like the hub or like the router. Receive signals from everywhere. You receive signals from Satan, you receive signals from angels, you receive signals from the people around you, you receive sometimes and you have to understand that the spiritual heart, it is like the body. If someone in good health sit with some people, go back, start to cough, start, what's happening to him? He affected from the people. He get the virus, he get the microbe, and also the situation of the heart. If you go to the people has bad situation of the heart, also there is you will affected. Oh, from where this idea? I didn't think about this. You feel that you would like to do something bad. Oh, from where I get this? Because you sit with someone has this disease, has this heart disease, so you get this from him. For this reason, dhikr every day, washing every day, istighfar every day, cleaning the heart every day is very important. So, one of these, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر قلبي. Oh Allah, I seek refuge to you from the evil of my heart. And also, the great adhiya of the Prophet. All of these is hadith sahiha. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا. Oh Allah, make, put in my heart the نور. And always I told you, نور is completely different from light. Light is this. نور is something, يعني very few people can watch it in the eye of heart in dunya, but all of us, we will see the نور in the akhirah. نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم. Their نور is in front of them. This is how Allah described the believer. So, اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا. Oh Allah, make, put in my heart نور. And also, اللهم نقي قلبي من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنث. Oh Allah, clean my heart from the sin as someone clean his white clothes from dirty. Suppose that there is a groom, arus, the lady, we said groom, bride. When the bride and she has this white clothes, if anything coming to it, what they will do? Just run and clean it. If someone going to great festival or to meet very important person and small dot from anything coming to his jacket, to his, what he, oh, please come, yeah, no, please. And just to clean it. And if we meet Allah Azza wa Jal and our heart full with problem, full with sins, full with bad dot, for this reason, Allah look to our heart. So how you care about your house, how you care about your kitchen, how you care about your car, how you care about your clothes, you have to care about your heart more and more and more. Oh Allah, help us to care about our heart and to clean our heart. اللهم نقي قلبي من الخطايا. Oh Allah, clean my heart from sins as we clean the white clothes from the dirty. And also, there is a great dua to the Prophet. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا. Oh Allah, make the great Quran the spring of our heart. How the spring is the best of the seasons. In the spring, the beautiful flower, the beautiful roses, the nice and moderate weather, not the winter with the snow and every difficult weather, not summer with the hot, and not the autumn with the sadness. In autumn, there is a sadness when all the leaves died and coming. You feel sadness in autumn. No, spring is like the sunrise. Spring is like the life smiling. Spring is very nice. So, oh Allah, make the Quran is the spring of our heart. That our heart will be happy at most when you recite the Quran. Allahumma ij'al al-Quran rabi'a sudurina wa nura rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina. And as I said, all these ad'iyah is mentioned by the right sunnah. All and most of the ad'iyah mentioned in the Quran. So our duty is to take this ad'iyah and practice it in a day or in a night when we wake up. Oh Allah, guide my heart. Oh Allah, firm my heart in the straight way. Oh Allah, clean my heart. Oh Allah, give me and donate me and tasaddaq alay with a perfect heart, with al-qalb as-salim, day and night, in your prayer, in your dua, in your, and until we came to Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal accepted this dua. May Allah give all of you the perfect heart. May Allah donate all of us the perfect heart. May Allah guide our heart. May Allah decorate our heart with faith. May Allah make the faith beloved to us. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم يا رب العالمين يا رجاء السائلين لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وثبت قلوبنا على ذكرك وثبت قلوبنا على حبك وثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا رب العالمين يا رجاء السائلين. تصدق علينا بقلوب سليمة وأنت القائل إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. يا رب تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا وأجب دعاءنا وثبت حجتنا وسدد لسانا واهدي قلوبنا إلى محبتك ودينك يا رب العالمين يا رجاء السائلين. يا رب يا رب لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا إنك أنت الرؤوف الرحيم. يا رب العالمين جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا بفضلك وجودك ورحمتك. يا رب إنا نعوذ بك من شر قلوبنا. يا رب اجعل في قلوبنا نورا. يا رب نقي قلوبنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. يا رب العالمين اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا. يا رب آمين يا رب آمين يا رب آمين. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة.